And here we are on the Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy, and we are welcoming someone we've interviewed before. It's Carla Donnelly, and she is the creative director for the Indie Pod Fest, which is, tell us all about that.
Well, it's a brand new podcasting festival coming to Melbourne in July. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of festivals that happen in Australia, one in Sydney, and the ABC do one that alternates between Sydney and Melbourne each year. But they sort of cover more commercial broadcasts, much more popular, huge American shows, mostly the ABC for the ABC one. So we wanted to create a festival that celebrated independent podcasting. So people, you know, the image that you get in your head, like people sitting around a coffee table creating their podcast together on a Sunday afternoon.
It's quite huge now, isn't it, podcasting? It's like a real thing. It's like everyone's doing it.
It's a very official, serious thing now.
It's very serious.
I can remember, say, 10 years ago when people would say, oh, I'm following podcasts from, you know, like these people from overseas who became, you know, like quite big names in their day, you know, like, but there were only a few, but now there's thousands, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's like there's a website called Chartable, which you can register for, and it helps you with analytics. And I think they have 700,000 registrations.
Whoa.
Yeah.
700,000
registrations.
Wow. Yeah. And do people sell advertising on these podcasts? Is that how they get? Did they go commercial?
Yeah, so there's like a couple of different models you can do. One is like you can be a part of a network. There's only a few sort of networks in Australia, but the model is that you get advertising through that network, and they, you know, pay for your podcasting space, editing, all that kind of stuff. So basically they own your IP. We really want to focus on the independent creators that own their own intellectual property. Mm-hmm. They're creating their own shows. Some of them do, they are popular enough that they can source their own advertising and put those spots in there.
Well, you see, with Joy, it's really interesting. We don't, you know, like there's no advertising on the Joy podcast, and we've got people all over the world that listen, and you know, like Joy makes no money out
maybe
of it.
We should.
Exactly, yeah.
Sounds like a lost opportunity there.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And so the Indie Pod Fest, tell, where, how, like what's it all happening?
Okay, so it's INDI. Pod Fest, mm-hmm. INDIE. Mm-hmm. Just add us on Facebook and Twitter, because over the next couple of days we're going to be launching a possible campaign to get the funds to run the first festival. We have most of the program developed, but I can't tell you about anything about it just yet, because we'll announce it at the possible campaign.
Sure.
But it's going to be over July 12th, 13th and 14th at the Brunswick Mechanics Institute. Mm-hmm. So Friday and Saturday night we're going to be having live podcast recordings, two different podcasts, and on Saturday and Sunday it's more like a conference format. There'll be panels and workshops. Some of the panels are like, you know, 10 quick ways you can improve your podcast, things on diversity and inclusion. Mm. We're going to have an audio fiction panel with some famous Australian audio fiction people. So we've kind of got something for everyone.
Great. So if you were interested in becoming a podder, is that what they call them? I don't know. If you want to, making things up here, or if you actually do a podcast and you want to, you know, learn more about how to develop further, it's a great place to visit.
And yeah, that's exactly right. We've got workshops for people who want to begin, and also people who are already established. Mm. And also the day programming, we've got programming for established makers, fans, just if you want to come along and see some of your favourite podcasters talk about how they make their work. And also we've got a stream that is really important to me, which is about sort of more sort of audio creation or podcast adjacent stuff. Like I'm really passionate about, I was on the committee for the Australian Lesbian Gay Archives for a long time, and I'm really passionate about oral histories, and there's a particular way that you interview to capture oral histories. So we're going to have a panel on that.
Great.
Oh, yeah. That sounds excellent.
So there's a lot to learn. It's
there's heaps to learn. Yeah, there's something for everyone. And also all of these skills can be transferred to any kind of podcast that you're making.
Radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. It sounds such a good thing to do. So where did the idea come from, or did you just thought that there was this niche that you need? You were saying that there's more commercial ones, but there no one was really covering what you're going to be doing here?
Yeah, that's right. So my co-director, Ben McKenzie, he's also a podcaster who's had some very successful shows, Splendid Chaps and Night Terrace, which was just bought by the BBC, and it's being broadcast on the BBC.
Wow.
He and I attended the ABC podcast festival last year, and it was very ABC oriented, as you can imagine. And it was like very sort of top end sort of stuff, like what to do, how to get, you know, $500,000 or whatever, you know, or how to tour your podcast. And it's like a lot of this information just wasn't really relevant to the things that we needed. And so we went trying to go looking for stuff like that, and it just wasn't there. So we're like, all right, we're going to create it ourselves, much like the DIY independent nature of podcasting, you know, the ethic there. So, yeah.
And how's people reaction been to towards this? You know, like they're saying, thank God you're doing it.
Yeah, they're really excited. Like, you know, we've sort of kept it into like the podcasting groups on Facebook and stuff like that. And we've been sourcing everybody's favorite podcasts to get them programmed. And everyone's, yeah, they seem super excited. So hopefully when the Possible releases, that they'll pay their money to buy a ticket and we can get the whole festival funded.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So how can you find out more information again?
Yeah, so we go to www.indiepodfest.com. That's our website, or you can at Indie Podfest on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find out more information there.
Sounds fantastic. So come back. We're going to be seeing you because people aren't aware that you've actually been here for the whole show today. So we'll talk to you more about it as time goes on.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Thanks, David. Thanks, Jono.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9. That's my girl.